Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
We're very fortunate this week to have with us Cameron Bosney, Director of Marketing for Coast of Maine Organic Products. A lot of you will be familiar with their Bar Harbor blend, an excellent soil. How are you today, Cameron?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, couldn't be better, really. So, you know, Coast of Maine is made in Marion, Maine and all of that. Could you kind of give us a little company bio there about your organic products?
Yeah, we were founded in 1996 by a fellow by the name of Carlos Quijano, who still runs the company. He and his wife, Jean, founded it. And they were working with a company called Great Eastern Mussel Farms, who were composting their mussel shells. And Carlos said, I think I can put that in a beautiful bag and sell it. And so he found a local artist by the name of Eric Hopkins, designed beautiful bags, got organic approvals, and almost 20 years later, we're making organically approved soils right here in Maine that are distributed all over the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork on the bags is spectacular. I mean, I always take note of it, you know, and wondered where it came from. Now I know. So today you're going to tell us a little bit about a new product you have.
We've just introduced a product called Stonington Blend. And to explain Stonington Blend's name, everything that we make is named after some marine location along the coast of Maine. So as you mentioned, Bar Harbor Blend, we have Quaddy Blend named after Passamaquoddy Bay, and we just introduced Stonington Blend named after the Stonington Deer Isle location. This is a high-end container mix full of biology that is approved for organic growers, and it's a wonderful product.
So this is, you hear a lot of talk these days, if anybody pays attention to the internet, about super soils. This soil is designed so you don't, everything you need for your plants is already in this bag of soil. Is that correct?
It is already in the bag of soil. The key is you've got to, if you're growing in a 15-gallon container that is pretty much full of the Coast of Maine Stonington Blend, then it should take a plant through its complete cycle.
That's fantastic. Now, it is a premium product, and it does carry a premium price because it does have all these organic components in it, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the suggested retail is $34.99. At a retail store.
Wow. Okay. but I have been on your website, and I've seen some of the testimonials, and I would, you know, urge all of our listeners to do the same. What is your website there again, Cameron?
It's coastofmaine.com. There's a tab for the Stonington Blend, and you can also search. You can click on our website. You'll find a link to our YouTube channel. And there's a whole bunch of testimonials in regard to Stonington Blend and how it works.
Yeah, I've looked at some of those. It is a remarkable product. I have not personally used it myself, but I intend to next spring when I do a little gardening. As you may know, Cameron, or may not know, seeing how you're so far away, this is actually, you know, a radio show that talks about gardening and soils and associated stuff, but we do play a little music.
So you do.
We do. So right now, I think we're going to have a listen to Steve Earle's tribute to George W. Bush. Little
I like that.
Yep. It's the name of the song is Little Emperor. Hope you enjoy it.
Your time has come and gone. The battle must have crumbled and the walls are tumbling down. The counselors and concubines are getting out of town. Some say it's a Norman, some say it's a Windsor chain. whichever way it's going, it's blowing like a hurricane. Hey, little cocker, where you gonna go? The world is even smaller than it was when you left home. Emptiness in front of you, death to those behind. Nobody ever told you that history was kind. Standing on the corner, watching blood and in the wind. Your daddy didn't want you, ain't up going home again. The pop circumstance, no more shocking.
And again, that was Steve Earle. What'd you think of that, Cameron?
I always enjoy a little good satire, Bill. Almost as much as I enjoy good compost.
Oh, good compost. So, yeah, fill us in on the components that are in Stonington Blend.
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that compost, of which everybody should be composting, we compost on a grand scale. We have about 23 acres up in Marion. And we focus on lobster compost. So the heart and soul of most of what we do is lobster compost. We take lobster shells from processors that are delivered to our site, and then we begin the composting process immediately. That can take over 8 months just to compost lobster shells. And then what we did with this soil is we added a bunch of micronutrients to the soil and fungi. So a lot of people know about mycorrhizal fungi. Mycorrhiza it naturally occurs in the soil, and it actually forms symbiotic relationships with the plants and actually helps the plants find their food, actually develops root growth, and works and actually communicates with the plant. So it's a powerful fungi that we add in addition to the soil. We also add kelp meal, and kelp, it actually contains over 60 micronutrients from the ocean, and it really promotes root growth. And then fish bone meal, it's a wonderful source of phosphorus and a calcium, essential nutrients, and it really helps with healthy roots and buds and blooms. And then the lobster compost, which is in most of our products, that's really high in calcium and chitin. Calcium builds cell walls, so it's the most important thing plants need. And then the chitin actually boosts the plant's health. There's a lot about chitin that you can find on the internet. I can't even begin to explain all the benefits to you over the phone. And then alfalfa meal stimulates plant growth and controls harmful nematodes and provides drought resistance. And then we add worm castings, which are a slow-release organic fertilizer. And then perlite, A lot of people, probably the soil is somewhere around 20% perlite because it is a container mix.
Yes.
And that also helps with root development and drainage of the soil. We do add in some dehydrated hen manure. It's a nice nitrogen boost. And then we use coir or cocoa fiber. We do a combination of with peat and coir in this particular mix. And it's a great natural wetting agent. You are less and decreases runoff and nutrient leaching. So that's basically the components of the soil.
It sounds like a really great mix.
It's an amazing mix. The amazing part about it is we've tested this for over a year with a lot of growers, and the results have been, well, no less than phenomenal, and we've got video proof and testimonial of all that.
Fabulous. And that's, again, at your website, coastofmaine.com. Is that what it was?
Yep. And I would encourage people to go to our Facebook page, too. There are some great images up there, not just of Stonington, but images of our compost facility itself. We actually have on our website, we also have a compost cam. So if you want to go and see what's happening on our site in real time today,
you can watch the lobster rot.
You can watch, you can actually see the site. You can see trucks coming and going. You can see the laying out of compost rows. You can see pallets that are ready to go to different independent garden centers. And I think that's another key of what we do. I know it's a key of what we do. You won't find us in the big box stores. We're all about buy local, independence. We work with a lot of independent garden centers, hardware stores, hydro stores. But that's our focus, is the independent businessman and the independent retailer that really are the heart and soul of our country's economics. So we think that's really important.
Well, we being a, you know, not a bar store and an independent, we believe in that as well.
Yeah.
So what in closing here, we're almost done. Could you give us a rundown of your complete line of products and just a brief description of each one?
Everything starts with the lobster compost. So that lobster compost is designed for annuals and vegetables, heavy feeding plants. And then we have our Penobscot blend complete planting mix, which actually has mussel shells in it that don't break down completely and aerate the soil. That is great for trees and shrubs. And then we have our Bar Harbor plotting soil, which is a container mix, a traditional container mix. It's about 10% compost, so it's going to naturally feed your plants, but it's going to be light enough to drain properly. Those three are our most popular products. And then we have a Scudic blend composted cow manure that comes from Pineland Farms Natural Meat. So their cattle are raised without the use of growth hormones or antibiotics. We help them compost that, bring it to our site, and put it in a bag called Scudic blend.
Well, they're organic too, right? Their beef is organic, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think their technical term, I don't think they use the term organic. I think it's an all natural. I think there's a piece there. I don't want to misquote anything on that. I know specifically that they do not use antibiotics or growth hormones. Now, the next step to like a certified organic, I'm not 100% sure on that, so I don't want to misquote that.
Okay, that's fine.
And then our Cobscook blend garden soil, that's, you can add that to your vegetable gardens. That's a terrific soil. Comes in a 2-cubic-foot bag, so it's a little more economical than some of our other products. We have a topsoil called Monhegan blend that's great for overseeding lawns. And then we have our enriching mulches, which come from a pile of bark that's over 50 years old, and they are perfect. If you have any mulching to do and you still want to feed the soil, they do a terrific job of that.
Well, that's a great lineup you have, Cameron. And, you know, everybody can stop by Hygro Organics, 355 North Road, and buy some of those products.
That's right. They should.
Well, Cameron, thank you very much for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
We love your products, and, you know, the people in the greater Houlton area do as well, because we sell a lot of them.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate you having me on.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.